like heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it's going to be pretty awesome when we get there. Amen. I mean, just think about it. You've been going through life, this life, struggling, trying to make ends meet, dealing with the cold and the hot and, you know, the rain and the, all just cars breaking down and fixing houses. Then we're going to get there and we got it prepared for us. The things that we value here, gold and silver, we're going to walk on there. Amen. We're going to walk on there. And we're just going to go there and say, God, it's nice to be here tonight. I'm so glad you invited me. Now, where do you want me to go? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just warming up. I'm just warming up for that meeting in the sky. Hallelujah. Praise God. When all, no more sickness, no more pain, no more dying, all those things will be gone. Amen. No more need to sacrifice your flesh and block your eyes from seeing things you know you shouldn't be seeing. No more of that. Because the Bible says you're going to be changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. James 3. Whew. We want more of you, God. That's what we're all about. More of the presence of God. You know, the only thing that prevents God's presence from coming near us is sin. Sin separates. You wonder why maybe you don't have a move of God in your life and why God's not answering your prayers, why God's not moving in your situation. Maybe you need to take a mirror and look in it and say, what am I doing that's displeasing God? What am I? What's in me that God's not pleased with? Because He wants to get nearer. Amen? God wants to come nearer, and the only thing that hesitates, keeps Him out, is sinful things that displease Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 3, 1 through 12 says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. Does anybody ever offend anybody? Just one of you? I don't even have to say anything to anybody sometimes and they get offended. Yeah. Is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Just think of California, the little embers that started great raging fires. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. In Genesis, it said, in the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, this thing ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. I believe there's a place in the ocean somewhere where salt water is here, and there's a distinct line where fresh water is. That water does not mix. Luke chapter 6 and 45. And while you're turning there, this is why the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues is so important. Because you're giving God control. Notice he said, no man can tame the tongue. You, that means you. Not even you. Only the Holy Spirit. God, when we allow his spirit to take control of our most unruly member, we give him access to the full ship. Amen? Then he is in control of our members and can guide us in the winds and the storms and the... Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. So when there's something down inside of you that's not right, and there's some hate, there's some evil, there's some bitterness, there's some strife that's down, tucked down in somewhere in your life, eventually your words will begin to speak what's going on in the inside. We're going to talk tonight about be careful what you speak. Be careful what you speak. I want us all to pray and ask God, Lord, am I being careful what I speak? And if not, God, help me tonight to deal with that thing that's causing me to be defiled. We just sang about it. We want more. More and more. He's saying, search your heart. See if there is any thing down inside that's defiling and eventually coming forth out of your innermost being, out of your mouth. Lord Jesus, right now, God, I pray that your hand and spirit, God, would move so gently across this place, God. Lord, you love each and every one of us, God. And your most desirous thing is to see every one of us stand before your throne in heaven one day, God. And for you to look at your servants, God, and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into my joy. God, help us tonight to not allow one little ounce of something deep down inside of us to cause us to miss out on that most wonderful time. Lord, your presence is too valuable to risk not getting anything that is bitter or something that's causing problems in our lives, God, to get it out of our lives, that our words are pure before you in every life, everything that we say and do. In the name of Jesus, praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. Your words hold so much power to them that it can ignite something in people. It can ignite something in people. You have power in your speech that you can ignite something in somebody. And you can push them forward to pursue something that they've always wanted to do by what you say to them. Amen. It's amazing to hear great speeches, how that men can speak things and cause whole nations to come into allegiance to what they're saying. It's the words that they speak and how they speak them. Words are powerful. Don't use them frivolously or half-cocked. Your words resonate, and you need to know that. Every word that you speak resonates in somebody's mind. Be loving with your words. Be kind and generous. Be real and be strong. Excuse me. The world needs your words. The world, the church, we need your words. Someone out there needs to hear your words. Your husband needs to hear your words. Your wife needs to hear your words. Your kids need to hear your words. What you say and what you what proceeds out of your mouth can build them up and make them go places that they never dreamed they could go, or it can tear them down and make them feel as low as they can go. Words are important. We need to examine our words before we speak. Amen. We can be careful. Maybe think a little bit before you speak. And if you have problems with that, maybe get a notepad out and Write down what you're going to speak, what you're going to say, and see if maybe just doing that gets whatever that you were going to say out of your system. And God can begin to speak with you and say, maybe you ought to rewrite that and allow me to speak through you. Not using your tongue at all can be more damaging than harsh words. Days and days of silence can hinder somebody's spirit more than words that you speak. So the tongue can be used by being not used to hinder, as well as what it can do as it speaks. The tongue is a pretty powerful little, I guess it's an organ or whatever you want to call it. It's muscle. Little powerful muscle that can propel presidents to become great men and cause the worst of those on death row because they thought nothing of themselves, because everything they heard was, you're no good and you'll never be and you'll never accomplish. I never should have had you. I regret the day. Those are words that crush men's spirits, daughters' spirits, child's spirits. Proverbs 18 and 1 through 8. It says, I'm going to read that out of the New Living Translation. It says, unfriendly people are people care only about themselves. They lash out of common sense. Fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Doing wrong leads to disgrace. And scandalous behavior brings contempt. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. It is not right to acquit the guilty or deny justice to the innocent. Fools' words get them out into constant quarrels. They are asking for a beating. The mouth of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves in their lips. Rumors are denied, rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. Words. Be careful what you speak. Is God, does God have complete control of your words? Every time you speak, is God pleased with what you say? Let's ask ourselves a very hard question. How do I talk to people closest to me? How do I talk to people closest to me? Because so many times we become comfortable with people that we love or are supposed to love, and we become comfortable and we get a little looser with the things that we say around them. But how do I talk with people closest to me? Husbands and wives, how do we speak when we do, when we don't feel the best or are upset? Brothers and sisters, how do we speak when we don't feel the best or are upset? Does God give us an out when we're angry? Well, you know, I'll let that one slide. You're pretty upset, you know. Get it right next time, boy. No, usually God, he don't let things slide. He's pretty precise in his judgments. Does God, is being silent for days on end godly? No. Ephesians 4, 26 through 32. Be angry. Okay, you got a out there. You can let it rise. You can get red in the face. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That means when the sun goes down, don't let that sun go down before we fix what's causing us to say wrong words or not say anything at all. Neither give place to the devil. So doing, back up. So apparently letting anger get the best of us and speak things that we shouldn't say and letting the sun go down before we get it taken care of gives place for the devil to come in to your home, to your life, and say, "Ha, gotcha, I'm in now." And he gets in there, and you know what else happens. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let's stop right there. Now, we're a church that believes in speaking in tongues and having tongues and interpretation and everything, all of that. We love that when that happens. You know, God's speaking to the church. Okay? But when that goes over three times, who's going to raise their hand and say, "Brother Roberts, I think we need to, the Bible says to stop that right there," you know. We love to pick out things like that and say, "That's the word of God, we got to obey that and follow that." But here's the word of God as well. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Is what you are speaking edifying the person you're speaking to? Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. When we speak or don't speak, when we should be speaking, and when we speak and we don't edify, we are grieving God. Brother Mark?
I think it's so powerful in our families, and I think it's so powerful too in this family. Because so many of us, even I've been in this trap sometimes, but there are certain people, even in this church, even the people who come every
It's so easy to walk up and just tell somebody, "My, you look nice today." There's something they've wore that you can obviously pick out and say, "My, that looks really good on you." You can edify. And remember, your words can cause somebody to go places that they never thought they could go. You have power. If you would really get to understand that in your life, you have power to cause somebody to go places that you would like to see them go by what you speak to them. Powerful. 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger. Uh-oh. God started at the beginning here. He said, be ye angry. And now he's saying, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Isn't that something how God always turns it back to us? Even as God has forgiven you. I can't hold nothing against anybody. Because God has still forgiven me. Amen? Thank God for the blood. So this scripture allows us to joke around with words that are not nice. If we use harsh words when we joke, we will definitely use them when we're upset. Because we just get a little loose. And we let our guards down when we're joking around. We need the Holy Ghost to renew some kindness to those we are closest to. And if we'll practice kind words with them, we won't be tempted to speak wrong when we are upset at them or others. Amen? God's given us our own little group of people to work with, our families. Amen? It's practice. So when you're out there in the world and you're trying to reach cold hearted sinners that don't do this, and will speak bad things to you, and will tell you that all and what for, and not bite their tooth about it. We can practice at home. And God can give us the grace to speak the love of Jesus Christ to them, even though they're chewing us out. Maybe husbands and wives need to dig out the oath that we recited on our wedding day. Go out on an evening and remind each other that you stood before God and the whole congregation, and you stood there and said an oath before, most importantly, God. Do our words line up with the oath that we said? What we said that day, because of all the hearts that were in our eyes, we were love struck. Does our oath today line up by what we speak today? Parents, is how we speak to our children causing them to believe in themselves, or will they leave home wondering if they could ever do the right thing? Words are powerful. You set a world in motion with what you have spoken and what you will speak. God tells us in His Word that The tongue has incredible power. We can use our tongue to bring blessing and life, or curses and death. The saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me, is simply not true. Oh, there may be a tough old bird that won't show it on his face that what you just said to him hurt him. But I'm telling you what, you just shoved an arrow into their heart with your word. And you broke that person inside. And they believe. They start to believe what you're speaking to them. That's why our prisons are full of men today, because people have spoken words to them that have caused them to go out, because nothing really matters anyhow. Let's just do what I want to do. Our tongues can be the most difficult thing to control and leave us with great regret if we use our words to hurt. There is hope, though. Everybody smile. There's hope. God has given us, amen, His Spirit in our lives to help us control our words. Amen. God loves us. He wants what's best for us. The Bible tells us that with the help of the Spirit, His power, we can have power and control over our tongues. Amen? Ephesians 4:29 says, let no unwholesome, in the New American Standard Bible, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those that hear. I'd like us to do a little practice here right now, and I know we're not familiar with this, but you'll make it. I want us all to stand. Go to someone closest to you and tell them you love them and you think they are the greatest husband, wife, brother, sister, whoever they are, friend, leader, Sunday school leader, youth leader, preacher, pastor, whoever it is. Go to somebody, preferably your closest, and tell them you love them and you think they are the greatest husband, whatever. Okay, can you do that? Practice for a little bit. Just take a gander around the room and just look at the joy that just brought. There's a smile on every face in here. I'm telling you, it's a choice of your mind. You can choose to love, or you can be seated. You can choose to love and say good words that edify, or you can choose to be displeasing to God and allow your words to tear somebody down and allow the devil to get a foothold in your life and in your family, and allow his spirit to wreck the church. I would much rather do what we just did. Amen. One day he's going to take care of it all when we see him. Amen. It's so easy to not allow bitterness and hate and all those things, wrath, to get in our spirit and say, one day I'm going to stand before Jesus and he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in to the joy of the Lord. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful time, not only to see yourself there, but you turn around and you got a whole line of people following you that you've been able to speak and edify and help them to rise out of their despair, rise out of their problems, rise out of all the things that have wrecked their lives, the things that have been spoken to them over the years. You can revive someone to new life. Praise God. That's awesome. Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye, everybody say ye, that means you, ye which are spiritual. Now, if you never do anything wrong, you're probably spiritual. So this scripture's pointing you out. Restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Most of us, myself as a man, don't need you to tell me my faults. I struggle enough knowing what I do that doesn't please God. I don't need somebody coming along behind me telling me, you know, you need to stop doing that. And you, why are you, blah, 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 blah. I know. You know. Anybody like that? When somebody comes along and tells you, you know, no. Edify. Lift them up. Be spiritual and restore them with love. If you're a person that's always right and never wrong, you should be an expert at doing that. Amen? You ought to be the one going around fixing people that are broke by your words of edification and lifting up and strengthening and telling how wonderful they are. No corrupt communication coming out of your mouth. No vile words, no hurtful words. You ought to be an expert at telling somebody how to become better than what they are. Proverbs 12:18 says, some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. When I know I've sinned, and when I know I've messed up or said a wrong thing, or somebody that comes along and offers me some sound, wise advice and talks to me and loves me and tells me how, you know, maybe I could change the way I talk, or, you know, just explain it in a way, you know, not putting me down, not stamping me in the ground even more, but trying to build up. Proverbs 15:1-2, it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. So what am I trying to say tonight? Simply is, be beautiful with your words. Amen? And one day, it could make someone somewhere realize that they've been missing their entire lives. You open them up to a new realm in their spirit. I'm going to say, this is not in my notes, but I'm going to say, especially in the church, because we're being battled every day by the devil to fall, to go back out, to go back to Egypt, to go do and say and be a part of this world. So it would be so easy for somebody to use a harsh word or wrong word spoken or something to say, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to go back out there and lose out with knowing Jesus Christ and his wonder and his everything that he has to offer us. It could bring someone to the realization of why they are doing what they are doing. And you can breathe meaning into someone's life with simple words. Don't forget that. Don't waste that. Put this into practice in your life. Amen. And don't not use words. Those can be just as damaging. If anything, do it for the fact that one day you will be judged by what you have done or said. You can go back and listen to Brother Finney's message if you want to think about that. Let's stand. I really feel like God is really trying to hone us in. God wants to do something powerful among us. And he wants to remove anything that is hindering the will and purpose of God in our lives. Amen. I believe so many things are prophesied for this church to happen. And I believe it's going to happen. Amen. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Lord Jesus, thank you again tonight for your word. Help us, Lord, to take this home and really put it into practice, God. Lord, look at our faces in the mirror. Search every corner and see if there's one little spot maybe that'll creep up one day and say things that are wrong, God, that'll displease you. God, help us to remove those things, God. Search our hearts. Know our thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in us, God. Lord, you want to draw near to us in greater and greater measures. We love you. We thank you, Lord, that you examine us at times, Lord, to see what we are and who we are and who we want to be. Bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Praise God. God bless you. You can be dismissed. I love